Our final exam is going to be on Wednesday, December 16th at 4 p.m. And I mention that now, one, to remind you that there is going to be a final exam in the course. I don't think you really needed reminding of that fact. Secondly, it's sort of in the middle of the exam period. It's not quite at the beginning. I think the 15th is the beginning of the exam period. And I don't remember exactly when the last, I think Saturday, the following 2 days hence, you're finished with your exams. Normally, when the exam is at the beginning of the exam period or at the end of the exam period, I like to offer those of you who, for whatever reason, want to get back to your mother and father and the safety of your home earlier, I like to give them another alternative date, either earlier or later. But I'm not sure that this may be necessary this semester. If you think you would like to take the exam earlier, which would be 2 or 3 days earlier, let me know by email. And if there is a need, perhaps we can arrange to meet that need. Secondly, about the final exam, we will put the final exam questions, the tweaked final exam questions, we will put them up on the web immediately after Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving vacation. You can get a sense of what the final exam questions are going to be like, and the final exam questions are more or less, just as the midterm questions were, questions that cover the material that we have covered since the midterm exam. So we're not going to go back to the very beginning of the semester. The final exam questions will focus 90%. There are a few questions that call upon information that we covered in the earlier first part of the semester, but by and large, the final exam questions will concentrate on the material that we have covered since the midterm examination. You can, as I said, you can get an idea of the kind of questions that I'm going to ask by looking at these questions, which were last year's questions, but also they are going to be tweaked. But you can, if you're really, really, really a great time manager, you could begin looking at these questions and thinking about what your answers to these questions are going to be. Any questions? Okay. We are going to continue today with the Pontificate of Innocent III. We're going to spend the whole class on the Pontificate of Innocent III because he is one of the great figures in papal history and church history. If you were asked on an SAT history essay, who was the greatest pope of the Middle Ages? Very likely the multiple guess answers would be Pope Gregory the Great, Pope Gregory the Seventh, Pope Innocent the Third, and then after that the number of options become quite slim. And as I said in my introduction to Innocent the Third last time, that Innocent III's papacy is the beginning of the modern papacy. I made that argument as I introduced Innocent III at the end of the class last time. If you look at the church today,